From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Robin Hilton.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, before we get started, I gotta make a phone call. Let me just dial this number.
Okay. What on earth is that?
I like this a lot. This is called Mitchmatic. Mitchmatic, one word. I got an email the other day from a woman. She's a producer at a public radio station in Canada. And she sent me this, said, I'm not affiliated with this group, but you might like it. And I put it on, and it was just pure joy. It was so different than anything else I'd listened to in months, and reminded me in some ways of there used to be a group that did disco music in the 70s called Dr. Buzzard's Original Savannah Band.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Anyway, lots of times in music you hear these influences from, I'd say maybe 20s and 30s, wouldn't you say? Something like that?
Yeah, it's lounge. I would call that lounge hip-hop.
And then there was, it sounded to me, it reminded me a little bit of The Books. So I wrote to Mitch Holtby, who, he's the Mitch in Mitchmatic, and he wrote back and said that, that song, which the song's called Why Don't You Know, is going to come out on a record February 3rd on our DIY Old Ugly label, he says, in Edmonton, Alberta.
And there is the label called Old Ugly, or is that what he calls the...
So there you go. So thanks to Sarah up there in Alberta for sending it to me.
I have no idea how to follow that. So I'm just going to go with a group called Young Magic, which is a trio based out of New York. Have you seen the record come in that they have coming out? It's called Melt.
That's the one that's kind of a brownie orange cover, very psychedelic
cover. Yeah. Like I said, they're based out of New York, but they have the members are originally from actually Indonesia and Australia, and they all relocated to New York. I have no idea what to call this music. I've spent some time with this record, and every time I listen to it, I hear something new. There's definitely some electronic and dance elements in it, but also a lot of world music elements, especially in the percussions. I think that's in large part because a couple of the members in the band spent a lot of time traveling throughout Europe and had their own, independently of each other, they both were on their own little journeys and brought portable recorders along with them, and they recorded themselves playing whatever exotic instruments they came upon in their travels, and I think a lot of that ends up in the sound on this new record. They have a full length coming out on Valentine's Day. The record's called Melt. The song is called Slip Time. Young Magic, that song was Slip Time from their new record, Melt. It's coming out February 14th.
I like that.
Yeah, the whole record is very surprising. Like, I mean, didn't that take some surprising turns to you, particularly in the sound of the rhythm?
It did, yeah, it did a couple of things. One, it, first of all, had a lot of mystery, but it never let go. You know, it didn't veer off into this amorphous place. The rhythm really held it together.
Yeah.
I like that about it.
I
have something by a woman named Liz Green. We've featured a song on our blog this week. The Liz Green song we put on was a song called Hey Joe, not the Hendrix thing, but a song of her own.
Or the Sparkle Horse song, by the way. There's
And so she's a singer, UK singer, She's got this very old world sound to her voice. She put out a single in about 2008 and has since been working on a record with producer Liam Watson. Do you know Liam Watson from, well, you do, because one of your favorite records he produced, which is the White Stripes' Elephant.
Yeah.
And so she's working with him. She's got an album coming out called O Devotion with an exclamation mark. This song's called Displacement Song.
Spreading through town, they were coming in numbers to tear this place down to the ground. And there they come in their twos and their threes with their guns to the front, so you can't fail to see. Stay now, you've got to carry all you can take. For they're on the uptake. Don't look to me, you've got to carry your own weight. For so we're standing in line with our pots and our pans and the sink if you can and the children in your one free hand. And many miles later I've worn out my shoes so the heels are all blistered and hardened and bruised from the war. Can't stay now, you've got to carry all you can take. For they're on the uptake. Don't look to me, you've got to carry your own weight. And I don't mind the fighting, but all we got are the rocks and the sticks and the stones, but they don't break the bones when they hit. So quieten your voices and stamp out your fires. We'll be sleeping by day and we'll travel on at night. The good fight. Can't stay now, you've got to carry all you can take. For they're on the uptake. Don't look to me, you've got to carry your own.
A real cabaret sort of feel.
Isn't
to
it?
That.
Yeah.
Very distinctive voice.
I was thinking she and Tom Waits ought to do something, right?
Oh, that would be a great pairing, yeah. Instrumentation that she had in that, totally.
Yeah. And a lot of the stuff is stripped down, just her on an acoustic guitar. I picked that one. I like the extra instruments, but she stands well on her own. In fact, I thought Liz Green, when you come to the U.S., we got a desk waiting for you if you want to do a little concert here at NPR. I think there's a whole lot of people who really enjoy it.
This next artist I play, I also want to bring in for a Tiny Desk concert. I think he would be amazing with just his acoustic guitar. And his voice, his name's Thomas Patrick McGuire. He's some guy who's just been banging around in Brooklyn for a number of years.
I've seen him. Corner of Franklin and...
Well, you might have seen him at the Sidewalk Cafe. He's played there. Dawood Tyler Amin, one of the producers at NPR Music, turned me on to this guy's music. And Dawood used to live in Brooklyn and would see him playing shows from time to time. But he said never more than to just a handful of people in the room. Of course, I'd never heard of him before. But Thomas Patrick McGuire, he's put out a number of records on his own that he's self-released. And he just put out a compilation with some of his best work called The Future's Coming So Fast. I see a picture of him, and he looks like sort of a young Chet Baker on the cover of this compilation.
Sort of handsome short hair.
Handsome short hair that's sort of greased back, and he just looks very dignified. But his music is not at all what you would expect just based on those sorts of things on the surface. It's basically acoustic grunge. And I want to play a cut called, I love this title, What's Your Malfunction?
Lie to me until you speak the truth. What am I to think of you? You make me feel slanted. You're taking me for granted. Lie to me until you speak the truth. Sometimes I'm scared, but I don't know what to do. Not sure if it's me or if I'm just missing you. Lie to me until it becomes true. Lie to me until you speak the truth. I don't know why I am so confused. It's useless like ours, I do not move. I know I'm immature, but don't wanna be anymore. Lie to me until you speak the truth. Sometimes I'm scared, but I don't know what to do. Not sure if it's me or if I'm just missing you. Lie to me until you speak the truth. Lie to me until it becomes true. I can't tell you what I want to tell you. Extending and stretching the truth. It's foreign, domestic, it's wholesale. Well, let's retail. Lie to me until you speak the truth. Sometimes I'm scared, but I don't know what to do. Not sure if it's me or if I'm just missing you. Lie to me until you speak the truth. Lie to me until it becomes true. Sometimes I'm scared, but I don't know what to do. Not sure if it's me or if I'm just missing you. Lie to me until you speak the truth. Lie to me until it becomes true. Lie to me until I am confused. Lie to me until you speak the truth.
I hope he never records a clean version of that song.
All that noise was not... I'm checking my connections, like wiggling the wires.
No, his talk about lo-fi recordings, all the songs he's done sound like that. There's just an intimacy and a sensibility in his music that I completely connect with. I mean, I love it, and it's emotional on one level, but also this guy has a sense of humor. Just going down some of the song titles in his record, Avoiding People, Beer in the Fridge, Pat Gives Me the Post on Sundays. He has a record called Temper Tantrums Cause Delays. You know, there are these broody meditations on just the most mundane things. So Thomas Patrick McGuire, check his music out. We had him on the blog recently, too, with another cut that you should check out called Unemployment Dream.
Whoa, what's going on, man?
Oh, man. You know what this means, Bob?
Oh, it's time for
the Metal Hour with Lars Gottridge.
This show's just changed.
Yeah.
It's over. Wow. I've taken over, you guys.
Okay.
I stormed into the studio with a sledgehammer and
the mighty four.
And demanded my mead.
To what do we owe the pleasure of this interruption?
Well, the song that I picked out is not metal, so
never mind.
All right, let's change the theme.
I've already failed.
What do you got, Robin? So, Lars Gottridge, if you don't know, Thursdays, Fridays, sometimes toward the end of the week, it seems he puts out a really nice post on the All Songs Considered blog, does lots of things on NPR music that deal with metal, maybe punky, sometimes loud.
No. Sometimes droney.
Viking's Choice episodes of All Songs Considered.
You bet. So, what do you got for us?
Today we have a ceremony, and I want to say this is not confused with the ceremony from Baltimore that plays shoegaze.
I almost went to see Wednesday because I thought it was your ceremony.
You thought it was my ceremony, who are also a good band, by the way. This is the ceremony from California, who play hardcore. And they have a brand new album coming out called Zoo. One of the first lines of their previous album called Ronner Park said, "I'm sick of hardcore." And so they're a band that was constantly retooling themselves into not really being a hardcore band anymore and becoming more in line with like Lou Reed, kind of like a punk energy. And on this new album, and especially the song that I'm going to play for you called Hysteria, it sounds a little bit more like the engine revving of a Stooges song or the bored detachment of Richard Hell and the Voidoids.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I hope everybody got every one of those references.
I hope so. And if they didn't, they need to...
You should listen to a Stooges record. You should listen to Richard Hell record. Yeah. They're not hard to find.
Everybody should hear Blank Generation.
Yeah, absolutely. Here we go. Hysteria by Ceremony.
That's right.
Good.
Bob ripped his shirt off in the middle of all of that, just spinning it around over his head.
I'm going to call my friend Johnny Rotten. You remember when he was on the show?
Man, that was awesome.
Yeah, we're like this. That's great, Lars. Very, very Sex Pistols-y and other stuff. We ought to all sing the chorus. Yeah, and the first two notes, as you point out, sounded just like Lars' theme, Black Sabbath. Thanks a lot, Lars.
Don't be a stranger.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, that was leaking out of your headphones the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
The song, by the way.
Yeah.
That's not a reference to anything earlier. You know, I hope everyone's ears are still ringing while I go to this. Feels so good when I listen to her music. That's Sea of Bees, Julianne B. She had one of my top 10 records of 2010, a couple years ago, Songs for the Ravens, and her music is just so lovely and dark, uplifting, gritty, but graceful. And I think, like Liz Green, she has a very unique voice that really just makes me stop whatever I'm doing and listening. Sea of Bees, Song for the Ravens was 2010. She's coming back this year with a new record. It's out May 1st. It's called Orange Farben. Orange Farben, and that song is the lead-off cut called Broke.
So I'll take us out on something. A new group I had never heard of called Lucius, L-U-C-I-U-S. Two women who knew each other writing songs together back in 2005 in Boston. They wound up moving into a building in Brooklyn called the Bromley House. And they learned that it was an old recording studio and music school. And in this place where they were living, they found other musicians.
It sounds like something out of a Jim Jarmusch movie, you know, this magical, strange other world where...
Yeah, yeah. Jim, you listening? We got a movie for you. We'll write the script.
Well, this is great, Bob. Thanks so much.
Yeah, it was great to have Lars, too. And so what do we got coming up?
We've got some live webcasts coming up. We've got The Kills with Jeff the Brotherhood opening for them. That is on February 2nd from the 9:30 Club. And a whole bunch of Tiny Desks coming up as well. We're planning our South by Southwest coverage and hope to be able to make an announcement soon about the...
Oh, this
many
is so
fantastic
kind of
bands.
Exciting,
yeah, this is it's going to be a great year. Looking forward to telling people about it. I'll also say real quickly, we have a Sharon Van Etten listening party coming up on the 30th, a little more than a week from now, January 30th. It'll be at 11 o'clock in the morning. We're going to play her whole record. Her whole new record from start to finish. It's called Tramp.
That's a good idea, really.
Play the whole record. It's called Tramp. And then afterwards, we'll talk with Sharon, and she'll take questions from her listeners in a chat room as well.
Yes. Awesome. Let's listen to Lucius. I'm Bob Boylan, along with Robin Hilton, Fair NPR Music. Thanks, Robin.
Thank you, Bob.
It's All Songs Considered.